News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
The government has published its independent evaluation of the National Drugs Strategy and has found that it has made significant progress, it says, in advancing a health-led approach to drug use. And Dr. Gareth McGovern, Medical Director for the Priority Medical Clinic and GP Addiction Specialist, joins us this morning. Gareth, would you agree that the government has taken positive steps when it comes to addressing drug use in Ireland?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Citizens' Assembly was a landmark moment, really, for drug policy in Ireland. And you know, in tandem with that, we've seen some huge positives. I mean, wider naloxone availability, that's an antidote to heroin overdoses. We've seen festival drug checking and testing. And last December, we opened our first medically supervised injecting room. So we're definitely making progress in the right direction.
Okay. Do any of those things address the growing problem with cocaine? Because I know for many, many decades, the issue that was seen as the real problem was that of heroin use. But cocaine is now the biggest, I suppose, referrer to drug services in terms of the drugs people are using, isn't it?
It is, Ciara. I mean, that is a huge challenge for us. I mean, I'm working on the ground and I see two forms of cocaine. I work with marginalised communities and there's a huge increase over the last 10 years, maybe 15 years, but certainly 10 years of crack cocaine. Mm-hmm. And it's having a real impact on, you know, socially disadvantaged communities. But cocaine across the board, in right across the stratus, across Ireland is huge. I mean, the figures that were published last week by the Health Research Board were eye-watering, to be honest with you.
And just for people listening who aren't familiar, cocaine, as most people think of it, is a white powder that people put up their nose. Crack cocaine?
Yeah, so crack cocaine is where the powder is dissolved, it's heated, it's cooled, and it produces these rocks. And it's the sound, basically, that those rocks make that give it its name, crack, and it's inhaled, basically. Okay. That's how it's taken.
Okay. The Citizens' Assembly, you mentioned that not all of the recommendations of the Citizens' Assembly have been brought in. Do you think that we will see all of those recommendations happen?
Yeah, I mean, the big one is, look, the big theme out of the Citizens' Assembly was this, is the health-led approach. And what we're what's trying to be done is, rather than bring people who are caught in possession of drugs, whether they have a problem or whether they don't, is to try and bring them down a health-led dissuasion sort of committee, rather than waste time and in the criminal justice system. That's been going on for decades. So that's where we're trying to go, a la Portugal, which have been very successful in on a number of levels by doing that. So that's what we're looking at. There's a little bit of disagreement. I mean, if you look at Minister Jim O'Callaghan's comments last week, he seemed to indicate, and I didn't see the full interview, that he wasn't in favour of decriminalisation. So decriminalisation is not legalisation. It's where you would not criminalise the person for being in possession. They wouldn't get a criminal sanction. They'd be brought down this health-led kind of committee.
Okay. And I suppose, lastly, are there things that you would like to see happen next and immediately? What do you think that the next step should be?
Well, I think we need to try and implement as many of the... it's hard to implement all these things very, very quickly, these recommendations. But I my own personal feeling is I would like to see the criminal justice stroke health side managed in a better way, so that we aren't punishing people unnecessarily, and that we give them opportunities to receive help. Because there's many, many people that I treat who have an addiction problem, but they also have a criminal justice problem, and it just complicates the whole management of their care.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Dr. Gareth McGovern, their Medical Director of the Priority Medical Clinic and GP Addiction Specialist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.